This episode is brought to you by Scout Fantasy, home of the Fantasy Football World Championships. Scout is your one-stop shop for expert advice on Dynasty, Redraft, and DFS. Join the Scout Army at scoutfantasysports.com and start your new membership today.
Welcome to the Dynasty Trade Calculator Podcast, a show dedicated to Dynasty fantasy football trades and player values, with your hosts, John Paul Hurley and Izzy Elkafoss.
Hey everybody, this is the Dynasty Trade Calculator Podcast. Welcome to another fantastic off-season show. We've got a full show planned for you. There's not a whole lot of news happening, but there's a whole lot of trades happening. We're going to try to cover every single one of them. Joining me once again is my fabulous co-host, Izzy Elkafoss. Izzy, what's up?
What up?
Oh my God, we have another podcast. This is like 2 weeks in a row for us, I think, right?
Amazing.
We are blazing right now. Blazing trails.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Nobody in the entire industry does 2 weeks in a row in the off season, right? Nobody.
Just about everybody besides us. But yeah, we can go with nobody.
Oh, I think ignorance is bliss. Let's just go with that.
Let's go with it, yeah.
How's your drafts going? We're doing some redrafts right now. What the heck? We're not going to talk redraft, but you know, we're doing some.
Yeah, SFB, we're having a good time. We're rolling. I'm in the 20th. We just got in the 20th round.
Scott Fishbowl. Donate to Fantasy Cares. We've got John Bosch's Eliminators going on. Donate to Fantasy Cares. We also donated to Fantasy Cares. Dude, we're just all about Fantasy Cares lately, aren't we?
Yeah. How much did we end up donating?
$600.
$600?
Yeah. So there's going to be, how many toys does $600 buy these days? Like two toys?
Well, if you go to the dollar store, buy a lot of toys.
So 600 toys for 600 kids. They're going to hate the toys that we get for them because it's just the cheap stuff from the cheap section. It's like, oh, thanks for this $1 yo-yo that breaks after three rolls.
Yeah. Or just like a bunch of erasers.
A bunch of erasers. You're basically telling them that they're screw-ups because they make all kinds of mistakes, so they need all these erasers. Right? Is that the message we're trying to send here?
I mean, it's unintentional, but yes, it's probably how it's going to be viewed.
We are horrible people. Horrible. Also joining us this week, once again, Jonathan Mosier. What is up, John?
¿Cómo estás, hermanos?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Oh, así, así.
Not great, huh? Just so-so. So-so for Momo.
So-so for Momo, who's hot in the car.
You're recording in the car. What is going on? This is the first car recording I think I've ever seen, ever.
It is.
Shut up. You are in the car.
I'm in the van, no less. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only quiet place I could get.
Hold on, you got the windows down?
No, if I'm not here like by the 45 minute mark, call the cops.
Wait, hold on. Do you have the car running at least?
No.
The garage door closed.
Where are you?
The laptop's open and running, getting hot on my lap. Yeah, I'm playing with the fire here, but you know.
You do have a Toyota Sienna, so it's basically like an apartment inside there.
Yeah, I got everything in here.
Oh my. Do you have a fan rolling?
No, it doesn't have a fan. I didn't opt for that. That's in the premium model.
It doesn't have windows or fans. It's the basic bitch model.
Yep. But I did get all-wheel drive.
That's great. You're going to be able to get out of your garage whether or not the door is closed.
Or if I'm alive or not, but yes.
Welcome to the show once again, John Mosier. John is joining us once again this week to cover a special edition Dynasty Trade Wars. And John, as the producer, you're going to cue up some phenomenal Star Wars music, I'm assuming, once again for this segment, right?
Roll music.
John's giving himself some cue. How weird is it going to be for you to edit the podcast and hear your own cues? This has got to be weird for you.
Kind of like Inception, but podcast form. It'll be great.
There you go. Just like riding a bike, Mosher's got some experience now. So he's got one episode under his belt. He's going to run another one for us. In case you didn't know, Dynasty Trade Wars is basically pitting up Izzy against me. Izzy, what do you always say instead of versus? He always says verse.
Verse.
Izzy versus JP, right?
Correct.
Just like the lazy way to say versus, I guess.
Verse.
No guests this week, but it's going to be Izzy versus me. Verse. Mosher's going to read off 10 trades, Izzy, that were tweeted out on Twitter. And Izzy and I are going to try to guess which side the poll went in these Twitter trades. The winner gets, what are we getting this week? I think I won the first edition.
Well, you won the first edition because you made the last question 4 points.
Well, we're going to keep that. I like that rule.
Okay. Okay, so it basically doesn't matter until you get the last question. It's like, what do you call that? It's,
Whose Line Is
Jeopardy?
It Anyway?
No, like Jeopardy. What do you call that? The
Final Jeopardy.
Final Jeopardy. Oh, should have figured that one out.
This is Jeopardy.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I have a curveball of my own for this week.
Oh,
so you remember last week we had like a 50-50, right? I made sure I got another 50-50 this week.
Oh,
I'm going to sprinkle it in here randomly, but if you guys can guess which one it is, and you only get one chance at it, if you can guess which one the 50-50 ball is, it's like the money ball. It's worth three.
This is great, though. I think three is good. This is a great idea, Mosher. I'm a fan of this. This is going to be fun.
I mean, I will tell you, I'm not going to guess 50-50 in any of them. But
I'm totally going to do this. If I think it's a great tool if you get behind in the game, you know, like Izzy will probably get behind.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully it's late.
You got to think about it. Think in terms of Twitter, what would they do?
Yeah. You're going down, Izzy. Can we come up with like team names for ourselves or something silly? Izzy, what's your team name for this Dynasty edition of Dynasty Trade Wars?
Team Izzy.
Team Izzy. Oh, you are so creative.
Yeah.
Like, how did you think of that?
I don't know. What do you want me to freaking say? The Jizz Bombers? Like, what do you want me to say?
The Jizz Bombers versus the phenomenal Jizzers.
No. You're an idiot.
One more time.
Just kidding.
All right, Mo, I'm sorry. Let's play the game. And by the way, while you're listening out there, go ahead and play along with us and feel free to tweet at us at FF Dynasty Trades what your score was after we post the podcast, because it's kind of a fun one to play along with.
Absolutely. Cool. All right, well, let's start at the first one, give you the format here. Format is 0.5 PPR, so half PPR, one QB league. That's all the details we have. On the first side, we have DJ Moore and Jared Goff. On the second side, we have Tyler Lockett, Lamar Miller, and Cam Newton. Again, I'll give you one more time, just for the listeners. DJ Moore and Jared Goff versus Tyler Lockett, Lamar Miller, and Cam Newton.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. I know the answer.
You know, like, the answer? Like, are you on Twitter cheating? You know the answer?
No, I just know the answer.
Wow.
It's the DJ Moore side, because that's the only thing that matters to people these days, DJ Moore.
I'm also going DJ Moore. I've got a little bit more context on that, though. I feel like a lot of people on Twitter would trade DJ Moore, or would trade Lockett and Miller to get DJ Moore. And then there's probably a little bit of change left over. And then Goff and Cam got to be pretty close with some, like, Cam's been fading a little bit. So
I'm going to say it's going to be like 63%. I'm going to go as far as guessing 63%. Final answer.
I'm going DJ Moore and Goff, and I think it's like 55-45.
Okay, well, Izzy would be correct if you flipped that. That was pretty darn close, but it's actually the Lockett, Miller, Cam side that wins. 62% to 38%. 80
wow.
votes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, huh? I don't know. Maybe Tyler Lockett's made a push, or Cam, like you guys said.
Cam's gained
a little value. Yeah.
Can you check again? Can we get a retally of the votes in Florida?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually going to put this one up. Like, on my own, and I'll punch myself in the dick on Periscope if the DJ Moore side does not win.
Whoa, dude, Mosher, we got to remember this. I want to see a video footage of Izzy punching himself in the dick, and it can't be just, for lack of a better term, a half-assed punch. It's got to be a full punch in the dick.
Well, yeah, we're witnesses. We heard it, so make it happen.
All right, I'm excited. I mean, not that kind of excited, but I'm excited. All right, so 0-0. Let's. That was question one. That sucks.
Start out with a trick question. Smart.
Okay. All right. Let's
62%? Go. 62%.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is like, I don't like DJ Moore, and I would still want the DJ Moore side.
I know what it is, Mosher. How many votes are there? Like 12.
No, 80.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Yeah,
not the sample size I was looking for, but still.
I know, yeah. I wanted a little more, but no, close enough.
I get it, more. Yeah, he wants it a little more.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, anyways, continue.
All right, number two. We've got a 10-team, 3-wide receiver, half PPR league here. Nice and easy. One dude on one side. We got Austin Eckler. Other side, we've got a mid to early 2022nd.
This just happened.
This is July 12th poll.
July 12th.
2 days, okay. Yeah. So right when the Gordon news dropped, Melvin Gordon.
Oh, God, Twitter. Is Twitter that stupid? Twitter can't
be
that stupid.
How many votes? Can I ask how many votes?
It's 83 votes.
Okay.
Quit.
Poll ended.
All right. Well, I'll guess. Wait, actually, who's guessing this time?
I'll go for you. Went first last time. I'll go first this time. I'm going to say that this one is how many votes?
83.
Still 83. Yep.
Well, so the reason I'm asking is because if it's an even number of votes, there might be a better chance this could be a 50-50. And I still think if it was 83 votes, if it was 42 to 41 votes, I still think Twitter would process it as 50-50. I'm going to go with 50-50 on this one.
Okay, you're going to use your one shot, your mom's spaghetti.
Okay, so he goes with his one shot 50-50. I will say that Twitter is not stupid. I don't know why. I would actually venture to guess that, but I'm going to say they're going to pick the 2022nd.
They have indeed. They have indeed. So it is not the 50-50 split. JP loses his one shot. He missed his chance to blow.
Such a bad use of the 50-50.
What was the percentage?
I don't know. So
it's like 59%.
Here it is. It's 63% wanted the mid to early 2022nd.
Yeah. Okay.
Over Austin Eckler.
Yeah, it was a bad use of it.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah.
I couldn't decide which side I thought Twitter would pick, so that's why I thought.
You know, recency bias, I can kind of see that being a little more even. Who knows? With more votes, yeah. Well, it is what it is at this moment.
1-0 on the board.
Yeah, Izzy's on the board. Mark it.
I don't care if I lose. I just want to see Izzy punch himself in the dick.
That is always the end game. Anyway. All right. Let's move on to number 3. We've got another half PPR. That's all the context we're given. On one side, we've got Kareem Hunt. And on the other side, we've got Gettert and a 2023rd.
People are starting to like Goddard quite a bit. I'm going to go, I'm going to say Twitter says Goddard, Goddard side. So that's what I'm, lock it in. Let's go with that. I don't know what side I'd really have. I think this would be very close for me.
Go try to do the 50-50.
No, I'm not stupid. I'm not using it yet. I mean, there's a good chance, like this to me strikes me as like a 52-48 type poll. It'll probably be pretty close. It'll definitely be closer than 63%. I would be surprised if it wasn't. But I'm also surprised with the DJ Moore thing. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Goddard side here. Twitter goes Goddard 52%.
Okay. Izzy with Goddard. And what about you, JP?
I'm only a little thrown off by the 0.5 PPR. But Hunt has had some negative news recently. He's had some more small run-ins, so he's descending. And then, like Izzy said, Goddard is ascending. So adding the 2023rd, I would say that Hunt and Goddard are probably pretty close on Twitter right now, so adding the third swings the pendulum pretty easily to the Goddards. I'm going to go Goddard. Lock it in. Final answer.
Okay. I follow that logic train. It is actually the opposite. Hunt wins with 62% of the vote.
62?
Yeah. Wow. 107 votes.
107 votes?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I guess not enough people like Goddard.
Yeah, that's surprising.
No.
Izzy, what would you do in that trade?
I would probably take Hunt just based on pure potential to move him if he stays clean. I don't think Goddard doesn't really have, like, unless Ertz gets hurt. You're basically betting on Ertz getting hurt for him to see a big value bump. So I'd go Hunt.
Fair enough.
It's close.
Yep, that's what I voted for. I vote on every one of these trades. And like, wow. Yeah. And I'm a big Goddard guy. Love him.
Wow, only 1 point scored through 3 rounds. We're not doing so hot.
Not elite.
Yeah. Yep. All right. 3 is in the books. Let's move to number 4. We've got a 10-team super flex full PPR.
Okay.
All right. It is a 2-3. On the 2 side, we've got Alvin Kamara and Kirk Cousins.
Mm.
On the 3 side, we've got DJ, Dave Johnson, Kyler Murray, and Marcus Mariota.
We're laughing because last time Mosher ran some trade wars. We basically sniffed out a trade with Mariota and the fact that he would never put a Mariota trade in the show that was losing. So now we're faced with another one.
Yeah. Go ahead, Hurley.
Oh, man. Superflex, 10 teams, star power. We got Kamara and Cousins versus DJ Kyler Mariota. So I'm going to go, Mosher's playing a little bit of reverse psychology here. This is a really tough one, by the way. If I didn't already use my 50-50, I'd probably use it right now. But in 10 team, knowing that like you want to go with the heroes, like the top tier guys to win, I think it's going to be Kamara. Cousins sucks though, man. So I'm going to stick with the same philosophy. I don't think Mosher is going to choose a trade with Mariota losing. And I really don't know what Twitter is going to do on this one. So I'm going to say the DJ Kyler Mariota side.
Yeah, this is tough because Twitter loves Kamara and they love Kyler. They don't, and they kind of are starting to re-love DJ. So I was going to say reverse psychology here. I think he was doing a double reverse.
I was thinking that too at first.
Where he wants us to think that he's reversing it, but he's not actually going to reverse it. However, I don't think that he wants to put Mariota as a loser. So I'm going to use my 50-50.
Oh, dang it. This is a good spot for a 50-50.
Okay. There's a twist, plot twist. Okay.
50-50. Submitted.
Submitted. All right. That made sense, but no, it is not the 50-50.
Oh, yeah, you idiot.
No. And Hurley, you should have gone with your gut, man. You called it the first time.
No.
Yes.
He did reverse psychology us.
I switcherooed you.
Wow, yes. You went so amateur. It's like how you trick your kids.
Well, what did I... Exactly. And it worked. You outsmarted yourself. So, Kamara and Cousins win this trade at 64%, beating DJ, 64. Kyler, and Mariota. And 91 votes on that one, July 12th.
I would also pick that side, by the way.
Yeah, it's the best player.
No, I would pick that side.
Well, through 4 trades, we've got a total of 1 point scored between the two of us. So not a good showing for the DTC staff.
Holy moly. Nope. You got a lot of ground to make up here.
Mo, did you write all these down like in reverse by mistake?
Wait, let me check my notes. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Still winning.
Everyone
still winning.
Has been a 50-50.
Oh. All right. Let's move on. Let's do number 5.
We're out of 50-50s.
Yep. All right, here we go. This is 12-team Superflex full PPR.
Hmm.
It is a 2-2. On one side, we've got Geis and Adrian Peterson. On the other side, we've got Devonta Freeman and Ito Smith.
What?
It's the battle of the handcuffs.
This is gross.
This should be Geis. It should be.
But it's Superflex.
Good point. Which changes things quite a bit. Shoot. I was going to say Geis. Now I... Is it tight end premium by chance?
Not specified. Gotta assume no.
Gotta assume no.
Yeah, I mean, Ito does, yeah, he lines up in the red zone as a tight end a lot. That's a good question, Izzy.
I'm going to stick with Geis. I'm going to stick with the Geis side just because it's the right side. The Geis size is the right size.
The night time is the right time.
I keep screwing myself. This
hey,
one
you got
like
it. Mosher got it.
You got what?
What is that? Is that from an Adam Sandler skit? Is that the Adam Sandler skit?
Yeah, the night time is the right time. It's a chant.
Yeah. from the Cult and Adam Sandler CD.
Oh, is that from the
the Goat? Yeah, it's the Goat album.
3 weeks later.
The right time is the right time. The right time is the right time.
I didn't even know what it was from, but I knew it. How crazy is that? All right. Sorry, hey, JP, you were guessing?
Yeah, okay. So with the negative Geis news, I could see this being like really close to, if not 50-50 on the nose. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to play it safe and go Geis because this is Dynasty, man. Freeman doesn't have a whole lot of time left here. The guy's playing.
It shouldn't
like
be close, though. It shouldn't be.
No,
I'm guessing it shouldn't be in the 60s.
Okay.
Right, I'm gonna go guy's side. Yep.
Two on the guy's side. All right. Mosier, roll sound effects. It is the 50-50 bomb.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Completely down the middle. 100 votes.
Yeah.
Plenty of sample size. It is down the middle.
I don't know if I would have had the balls to go 50-50 in this one, but I could see it with the negative guy's news and
it's so depressing how dumb that is.
You want to know what else is depressing? We're five questions in and we've got 1 point. This episode's going to hit the cutting room floor.
Okay,
we just lost all credibility.
Honestly, I'm not upset about it because everybody else in their cars, at their office that are listening also have 1 point. So I'm not even bummed about it.
There's that one guy that's got all of them though, and his name's like Steven.
Steven,
good job, Steven. I can't believe you got all of them. Jeez.
Yeah, there's nobody that could actually have these all right.
We'll see.
Continue. Carry on.
Cool. Let's do it. Number six.
Why would you pick the Freeman side? This is Dynasty, right?
Yeah, it's all Dynasty. Hashtag Dynasty trades, all of them.
Okay.
All right. Izzy's none too pleased. Here we go. Number six is a 12-team Superflex half PPR, 0.1. PPC, point per carry, and that is all we have for context.
There's going to be no running backs.
It is a 2-1 trade here. We've got Jameis Winston and Aaron Jones together versus Carson Wentz by himself.
Wow.
Shoot. All right, Hurley.
Wow. I'm up?
Yep.
When was this one tweeted?
July 12th.
So these are all the 12th, I'm guessing?
Not all of them.
Okay. Jameis is picking out some steam. I don't know if Aaron Jones is enough to close the gap between him and Wentz. And it's 12 team. If I have 1 point per carry, 0.1 per carry.
This is hard.
Yeah, this one's hard. I don't think Aaron Jones is enough to close the Winston-Wentz gap. There's a lot of ESPN and other analysts that predict Wentz to be like the 2019 MVP with 40 plus touchdowns. So I'm going to go Wentz side based on his hype he's receiving. I don't think Winston's got enough.
Okay. I'm also going to agree. I think the Wentz, I'd be curious to hear this one in the calculator, actually. I think it should be the Wentz side. I would take the Wentz side. I will go with the Wentz side but this might be Jameis and Aaron Jones on Twitter. Because Twitter is disappointing me the whole way. Albeit this one's close. I'm going to go with the Wentz side. Wouldn't surprise me if Jameis and Aaron Jones was the Twitter. Because they do have a lot more, I feel, Twitter hype right now than just Carson Wentz. But I'll lock it in, Wentz. Yep. I'll go with the mind over the heart.
Okay. You guys are playing some other game entirely. This is not what you got. Twitter disagrees.
Boo!
Yeah. Carson Wentz loses this trade. It is Jameis Winston, Aaron Jones. For some inexplicable reason, Jameis Winston has retained some of his value despite being benched a couple of times last year. I don't get it.
But anyways, continue. Next one. Oh.
Still one after six.
If I win one to zero, I'll take it.
1-0. Mosier gets that reference. Jack Black.
I got it.
All right.
It's first album. All right. Trade number seven. We have just PPR. That's all I got here. It is going to be a 3-2. On one side, we've got Alvin Kamara, Rashad Penny, and Geronimo Allison. On the other side, we've got Melvin Gordon and Stephon Diggs.
It's got to be Melvin Gordon and Diggs. Has to be. Has to be. I'm going with it. Melvin Gordon, Diggs. I don't think it's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be close.
I'm hesitant, man, because
I know Mo's doing this. He's bringing it in here because it's a shocking one, and Melvin's going to be. People are. They don't want Melvin.
You know what? That's what's happening.
I know he's being a dick. I get it.
He looked at Twitter and he's looking for all surprising. He's like, oh, that's surprising. I'm going to pull this for the podcast to screw JP and his.
It's working, obviously. We haven't even figured. We haven't adjusted.
And I don't even know why he talks like that. What the hell?
Do you guys need to have a halftime and huddle up?
Hey, lock it in. There's no, I'm going 0% chance that it's the other side here.
Okay.
Diggs Gordon.
I'm beginning to doubt my knowledge of Twitter polls, and I'm going to go the other side. And here's one of the reasons why. With Melvin Gordon's like potential holdout talk, I think people are going to overemphasize that, and he's basically being valued much lower. And Rashad Penny is really growing in value. I don't know what's going on.
But he's not Diggs. I mean, no.
He's not, but there's Kamara. So I'm going to go Kamara side.
No.
All right, we finally have a split.
No.
I really think that some people would give Gordon and Diggs for Kamara straight up at this point. Like, it's ridiculous.
Would. Yeah, they would. Hey, right. Mo, can you please tell them it's Gordon and Diggs? Just so Twitter doesn't look like a bunch of morons again.
I mean, that's how I voted, and I was wrong.
What? Twitter's so freaking stupid.
Can I get some of those air horns? Like, oh, man.
It's like it's embarrassing. Like, it's so bad that I want to go back to Facebook.
MySpace.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys want to hear the tally?
No.
It'll just anger you more.
Oh, don't tell me it's in the 60s.
It is 63% Kamara's side. It's not even really that close.
Honestly, like the thing that we're missing out on in all these is we're surprised. And if we're surprised by some of these trades, that means that there's a lot of sweet ass buying opportunities happening. Like, dude, Melvin Gordon, like, go get yourself some Melvin, right?
No, because he sucks too. But I mean, come on.
Really?
I don't want to buy Melvin Gordon.
I want to buy Melvin.
It's like the last thing I want to do. But he's still value. Other people want to buy Melvin.
Yeah.
But if he's like in the penny territory, like, or higher than that. I mean, the fact that Geis and Freeman are close.
Yeah,
like all this stuff is just weird to me. None of it makes. I'm just on tilt. I'm not even. Whatever I'm saying doesn't even make sense because I'm so angry.
One to one.
Just rage takes left and right.
God, I can't. I'm just gonna go opposite of what I think.
What are we on? Like trade 8 right now. We each got a point.
We're going into 8, I think, or 7.
No, that was 7. Yeah, this is 8 coming up.
Wow.
We have a baseball game. This is a pitching battle.
Yep. Okay. So we got 1-1, 12-team PPR dynasty for this next one, number 8.
12-team PPR dynasty.
Yep, that's it. So all we know. It's going to be 4 pieces to 2 pieces, okay? So bear with me on this first side. You've got Zeke and Sterling Shepard as the players, and
oh, no.
Throw in a couple of 2020 firsts.
Oh, no.
Okay? Yep.
This is a big boy trade.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey. No, it might be Barkley.
Oh yeah.
Let me guess. It's gonna be Barkley and I'm gonna go with Albert Wilson.
I'm gonna say Barkley Antonio.
All guesses are wrong. All right, let me finish the other side.
Christian McCaffrey and Christian McCaffrey and Chris Godwin.
You got half of that. Okay.
Okay.
Here, please I'm gonna start over now. Zeke, Shepard, and 2 2020 firsts, or Christian McCaffrey and Adam Thielen.
I'm first in this one, right, Izzy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go Zeke. I think Zeke and McCaffrey are relatively close. Some people say they're interchangeable. He's kind of had that little bit of negative news, but he's rebounded. And Sterling Shepard, whatever. And then I think I'd rather have 2 2020 firsts over Adam Thielen, and those are super hot. Thielen's kind of becoming a little bit less sexy. He's getting older. He's well known now. So I'm going to say the Zeke side. Lock it in.
Okay. Is he stalling? He doesn't know.
Man, this is really tough. I'm going to go with the Christian McCaffrey side.
Oh.
Only because... Ah, no, I can't. I can't. Two firsts. 12-team PPR. Two firsts.
Oh.
And Zeke. All right, I'm going back. I'm going Zeke. God dang it.
Oh.
I feel like it's wrong. I feel like it's wrong. I'm going to go Zeke.
Okay.
I'm going to go Zeke.
Two for Zeke side?
Yeah.
You guys, you got one.
Zika! Yay! Zika virus.
Let's go.
You did it. Very nice.
It's Celebrate. Good. We now have four collective points between the two of us. That's amazing.
I think you hit it, JP. I think it's Thielen kind of dragging this down just a bit. Shepard's a whatever throw in at this point.
What's the percentage?
It is 80% Zeke side.
Wow.
80-0?
Izzy, you had no good reason to be so emotionally toiled over this trade.
8-0 or 18?
Yes, he won. Zeke's side won with 18%.
Show results was the one that was winning.
Right, correct.
Wow.
Yeah, that's surprising. It's close. I mean, I would rather have the Zeke side. I'd take Zeke and flip him for something else because he's too risky, but I'm surprised by that.
I don't think it's close. I think 80 is too much, but I'd probably peg it at like a 65 or 70.
Yeah. Well, the calculator wouldn't have it close either.
No.
Oh, should I check?
It wouldn't be close in the car.
Pretty heavy.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay. It wouldn't be close. I'm guessing it would be. I'm guessing it would be probably by about 15 points.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. So about a first, mid first, something like that.
Should I check or not?
Throw it in.
Izzy, no, you don't care.
Yeah.
You're just like
He's
indifferent about everything right now.
I honestly, my world has been rocked. This game is tell you what.
Well, anyway, I just plugged it in anyway because I think there's people that are interested now all of a sudden. So McCaffrey, Thielen, I'm not going to put the Sterling Shepard in there. Screw that.
Oh, you got to do it. Nah, come on.
All right, I will. Shep added. It's so easy to use this calculator tool, you guys. It's like butter. Anyway, it is.
Butter is not easy to use, though. Like, you have to take it out of the package and then the wrapper is like stuck to the butter, and then you can't necessarily cut it because it's too cold, so you kind of have to like let it sit out.
All right, shut up. Dude, I didn't say cold butter, son of a bitch.
You just said butter.
What the hell's... It's just a popular saying for crying out loud.
I enjoyed that. That was great.
95-78 in favor of the Zeke side.
Close.
So you're right.
18. Mm-hmm. There are 17. Not
yeah,
bad.
Super, yeah. Yeah, super close.
Okay, so yeah. Calculator agrees.
All right. 2-2 going into the ninth trade, right?
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Wait, this is the ninth trade. We're on it.
Yeah, so what is it? 2-1, JP?
2-2. 2-2.
Mo's good at the trade tricks, but he's not so good at the scorekeeping.
I do. That's not my thing.
He's struggling with 1 and 2 points.
I am about 50% conscious right now. I have no air to breathe.
Mosier, open the garage door and turn the car off.
Wait, hold on. Oh. Oh, actually, it feels really good.
He's like, you're like the cheapened version of Bathroom Kevin. All of a sudden, we had Kevin Cotillo from the Dynasty Wall Street podcast who recorded from his bathroom.
Right. That's right.
For like several weeks. Now you're going to be Minivan Mosier.
Minivan Mo. Yes.
Oh, dude, that is
the
catchy.
Mo-mobile? No, just go Mo-mobile.
No, you got to have a name. So we have Bathroom
Minivan
Kevin
Mo.
And Minivan Mo.
Oh, I don't
dude,
know about this.
Change your Twitter handle.
To Minivan Mo, yes.
We're cutting this out.
Yeah, change it or delete your account.
All right, deleted.
Minivan Mo. I'm sorry. Okay, continue.
No worries. Okay, let's move to number 9. It is further along in the Melvin Gordon theme. Okay, so we've got a 12-team half PPR, and it's a 1-2 trade here. All by himself is Justin Jackson, and on the other side is a 2023rd and 2025th. So Justin Jackson versus a couple low picks.
I'm Justin Jackson. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Final answer. Give me my point. That's 3 points. Let's go.
I don't know what it's going to be, but strategically, just to keep the suspense high for the final trade, I'm going to say Justin Jackson's side because I don't want either of us to take a lead.
You pick first on the last one, you idiot.
It would totally fine. I'm going to go with Justin Jackson. Final answer. Lock it in.
I think this is the new Twitter dialing because you're both correct. But it's not that far off. It's 61% Justin Jackson's side. 165 votes.
3-3.
Yep.
We're rolling. I think we're on fire right now. Is there a tiebreaker?
I'll think of one.
Okay.
I'll hit Twitter for another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's see if we can separate you here. Final trade. 12-team PPR. We've got a 2-2 trade. On one side, we've got Barkley and Tyler Lockett. On the other side, we've got Mixon and Michael Thomas. So Barkley, Lockett versus Mixon, Thomas.
Oh, shoot.
Oh. Don't tell me you saved another 50-50 for the final question, you jackwagon. Mini event, Mo, pulling up the surprises.
You give me a lot of credit.
You are, I think you're loving that nickname, by the way.
No.
Okay, I pick first Barkley, Lockett, or Mixon, Michael Thomas, 12-team, no other context. Barkley, Lockett, Mixon, Michael Thomas. Oh my God, this is tough. There's no real easy way to break this down. I'm just going to have to say that I don't think Barkley is going to lose. See, that's the thing. Psychologically, Mo might put in a vote that's going to throw us off where Barkley loses because he does that kind of stuff. But who's going to be like, who would vote against Barkley? It's Michael Thomas and Mixon. This is tough. This is not easy. It's just 12 team. I've got a headache. I'm just going to do Saquon. Screw it. I'm going Saquon.
Okay.
I'm not going to put much thought into it.
Damn it. I was hoping you wouldn't go Saquon because I kind of wanted the Saquon side, even though I think this is Michael Thomas. Oh, I can't.
This is a painful one.
I can't lose to you like this.
Again. Yeah, you can't be shut down. I just plugged it in the calculator too, so these results are in.
It should be Mixon Michael Thomas. Like it should be Mixon Michael Thomas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I gotta
Chicken.
I wanna break the tie, but I don't feel confident in going with the side that should win because Twitter's kinda stupid. Oh, you're trying to bait me. This is called a bait. You know, you're throwing out the bait.
Or it could be reverse bait. Maybe I pulled the results of the calculator and I'm like, oh God. And I'm trying to pretend bait you. So that way it's like a reverse psychology thing. Or maybe I could be pulling the reverse right now.
Mixon and Michael Thomas versus Barkley and Lockett. A lot of people really like Lockett. The reason, like, I would have probably gotten Mixon and Michael Thomas, but the DJ Moore trade from earlier, I'm going Barkley, Tyler Lockett.
All right.
And honestly, also, after pulling the calculator, I would have flipped my answer. But Mosier, what is it?
I guess Twitter agrees with the calc because it's Mixon Michael Thomas, 70%.
Yep, I would have. Looking at the calc, I would have changed my answer. It was 91 to 82 for Michael Thomas and Mixon.
Okay, yeah. So what is it on Twitter?
70%.
Wow.
203 votes.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's almost like a 2-for-1 here.
And this happened today.
Dang it, I could have taken, damn it.
You could have, yeah, see?
Could have had damn it. Could have been a contender.
I pulled a reverse on you. And
you know, Barkley, this is like the fourth or fifth poll I've seen Barkley lose. Like, and like, this is it's not a massive overpay. Like, it's an overpay, but it's not like the massive overpay that we saw last year.
Yep.
So he's either, I think he's becoming attainable.
He's plateauing.
Good job, Twitter. Proud of you.
Proud of you.
All right. Well, I guess we need a tiebreaker.
Oh, boy. We need a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
All right. For all the marbles, this is a 12-team PPR, and it looks like a 3-3 trade here.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Here's the three side. DJ Moore, Ronald Jones, and a early third this year, or Rashad Penny, a 2020 mid to late first and second rounder.
Okay, okay, so
yeah. Okay, it's easily DJ Moore side. DJ Moore.
DJ Moore, Rojo, and the 303, or Penny, 2020 mid to late first and second.
Okay, it's not easy. I'm going to go DJ Moore side, though. Strategy-wise.
What percentage would you think?
Well, no, I'll submit my... I'm not going to say anything. You let
Oh,
him,
yeah,
let
that's a good idea. Should we write it down, Izzy?
Well, let's see. Are you going to agree with me, or are you going to go the other side?
I think we should write down what we think it's going to be, and then we'll do it at the count of three. We'll say what percent.
No, but are you agreeing with me, though? You might pick the other side.
I'm picking the DJ Moore side.
Okay. All right. Submitted to Mosier. My pick is in.
Should I do that, too? Okay.
Is it in the chat here?
Well, now it doesn't matter. You can say it because I've already submitted it. So,
oh, Mosier, can you confirm that Izzy has submitted his percentage?
Yes, I can confirm.
Okay, I'm going 55% DJ Moore.
Shit, I did not leave myself a very good a buffer. Shit.
All right, so Izzy says it's 54% DJ Moore side.
Oh, come on, DJ.
So 1%.
Drum roll. Can we get a drum roll for this?
You get everything. There's no way I can pull this off.
You're correct, Izzy. So JP wins. It is the DJ Moore side. You're both correct, but it is 56% of the vote.
Oh! Two and oh, undefeated, the undefeated, undisputed champion of the world, Dynasty Trey Awards, John
you
Paul
know,
Hurley.
You know what this all this says is that I'm significantly smarter than you when it comes to trading because you understand the stupidity of Twitter more often.
Okay, sounds good, Donald Trump. That win was huge.
Oh,
he's trying
man.
To spin it.
Good win. Good win.
Thank you.
That was close. Did good.
Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah.
Minivan Mo bringing it down. Nicely done.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I think that's it, right, Izzy? Do you want to say any losing words? I was going to give myself...
I shouldn't have gone 54%.
You never could have known what I was going to pick. I could have gone 53 and screwed myself.
Looking back at it, I should have given myself more of a buffer. I did think it would be close. It was close. 56% is close. I mean, the poll could end. Like 51 or 52. It could end on the other side, but I didn't give myself enough.
The good thing is that we both redeemed ourselves down the stretch. So at least we don't have to cut this podcast completely to save face. Like it was a good enough showing where we can probably publish this, right?
Fair. Yeah. It's releasable.
This is releasable. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show since this is now being published. Join us again once again next week. We're going to try to be more consistent. We'll come back every single week. We're going to look for some sweet guests. And look for Mo to do a reappearance. This, again, once again, is intended to be a segment, but since there isn't a whole lot of news right now dropping, we made it into the entire episode. But join us again next week. We're going to go through a segment of Dynasty Trade Wars with a little bit more options for Dynasty coverage here. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Later.
Have you ever wished you could be an NFL general manager? Well, now you can, thanks to Reality Sports Online, a powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy team just like an NFL general manager. Reality Sports Online was created by former NFL front office personnel and features a revolutionary free agency auction room, which mimics NFL free agency, enabling fantasy owners to negotiate and sign the NFL's top talent to single or multi-year contracts. The platform can host up to 32 teams and has tons of other cool features in addition to free agency, like a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Test your general manager skills for free at realitysportsonline.com in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use the promo code DTC to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com.